The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The South Carolina House of Representatives went to work this week to get organized for the 125th session of the South Carolina General Assembly, which officially convenes on January the 10th, 2023. As part of this week's work, we learn who will be leading the various standing committees. We have several committee chairmen from the upstate area. For example, Interstate Cooperation will be chaired by Representative Mark Willis from Fountain Inn. Representative Patrick Haddon of Greenville will chair Operations and Management. Representative Dennis Moss from the Gaffney area will chair Invitations and Memorial Resolutions. Labor, Commerce, and Industry will be chaired by Representative Bill Sandifer, who represents the district. His district makes up Oconee, Pickens County. Representative Ann Thayer of Anderson will chair the House Rules Committee. And chairing probably what I'm going to call the most powerful committee, the House Ways and Means Committee, is Greenville Representative Bruce Bannister, who happens to be on our guest line. Mr. Chairman, welcome. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Joey. Thanks for having me on today.
It's a pleasure. I would say, I guess, you know, when you read through the list of some of the committee assignments and some of these chairmanships, I would say that the upstate's pretty well represented when it comes to committee chairmanships. Do you agree?
I would agree with that. Don't leave out Davey Hyatt, who's the majority leader from Pickens.
Oh, absolutely. I would not. I definitely would not leave out the leader, Davey Hyatt. We've had a chance to talk, and that's a, you know, I remember seeing where he is, we believe, the first majority leader ever from Pickens County.
Wow, I did not know that history, but that's awesome. He's a very conservative leader and a very good majority leader.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we're fortunate to have the leadership that we do in the upstate. So again, congratulations on chairing Ways and Means. Look, if you're a member of the South Carolina House, I guess the ultimate is to be elected speaker. But I got to tell you, Mr. Chairman, and let's just keep this between ourselves, okay? Please don't tell Speaker Merle Smith I said this.
Great thing to do on the radio.
Yeah. but I would rather be chairman of Ways and Means because you guys write the checks. I mean, we all know nothing in state government happens without the funds, and you and your committee sort of control the purse strings. That's a huge responsibility. Talk with us about the process and what you guys will be prioritizing this coming session.
So one of the things that the budget starts in the House. So the Senate can't start a revenue bill. They can't spend money or raise taxes. That has to begin in the House of Representatives. So to some degree, we do have some advantages over the Senate, and we do get a first crack at the budget. So our proposal and whatever we send to them is sort of regardless, it's the blueprint or the start of the spending bill. It's one of the only South Carolina constitutional duties that we have is to pass a balanced budget. That's in the Constitution. We're required to do that every year. So whether you like it or not, it's something that we're sort of duty bound to do when we take the oath of office. It is a great opportunity. It's a great opportunity to set the policy and the framework for how government in South Carolina should run, what we're going to focus on, what we're not going to focus on, all starts in the Ways and Means Committee. So it's a great opportunity. I'm excited about serving in that capacity.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, the state newspaper reported this week that you guys will have about $3.5 billion in new money. It seems that in recent years, state revenue continues to grow, which is a good thing for us. Talk with us about when you get these projections and you know that you've got new money to spend. What's the process in prioritizing how that is spent?
So I want to say one quick thing that's sort of a shout out to the chairman before me and the chairman before him. The House of Representatives specifically, but the House and the Senate together have been very careful and very conservative in the way we've managed the state's money. We don't obligate ourselves to a lot of recurring, increasing expenses that we don't have to. We like to fix the roof with cash. We don't like to borrow and then have to pay for it later down the road. And by doing that, we've allowed ourselves to be in a position that we have money that's coming in that's not obligated, that we then have the, we have what we'll call the savings account of the state to fix those long-term needs without having to borrow a bunch of money or pay Wall Street a lot of interest. So we've been very careful in the way we budget has resulted in us having excess revenues above what we spent last year. That's ultimately what that says. So the House will start the bill. I think we're not going to change that. We're still going to be looking to those things like infrastructure and economic development. We're going to be looking at the people in South Carolina, trying to make sure that we take care of those people who are taking care of the state government. And I'm talking about healthcare, teachers, police officers, especially. You know, we want to be the number one state in the country for our veterans. And we're looking at ways to do that and investments we can make to really take care of those people that have taken care of us.
Yeah. Yeah. Good point there. Last year, you gave South Carolina residents a tax cut. Thank you for that, by the way. Any chance that those cuts might go a little deeper? And is there a chance that sometime down the road that we may even look at not having a state income tax?
So I don't think there's any Republican in the House, at least that I've talked to, that wouldn't like to completely get rid of the income tax. We're not going to do it in a way that bankrupts the state, and we're not going to do it in a way that ends up hurting the citizens of South Carolina because we can't provide the services that they have to have, like law enforcement or teachers or nurses in the hospital. But yeah, that is a long-term goal, I think, of every Republican is to really change our tax code. And that first step was adjusting the state income tax. And I anticipate that we won't change leadership anytime soon, and we're going to continue to cut away at that until it's down either to zero or so low it's not a burden on the citizens.
Sure, sure. On our guest line this morning, Representative Bruce Bannister from Greenville. Representative Bannister is chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. What do you see as maybe some of the biggest challenges that you'll be facing this coming session?
So there's the idea that the economy is going to cool and that the record revenues we've had in recent years is that curve is going to go back down and the United States as a whole would enter into a recession. We're in as good a spot as we could be to be prepared for that. The voters in South Carolina voted to raise our what I'm going to call rainy day fund, our emergency funds. So we'll have a significant amount of money in savings. But anytime the economy cools and the recurring revenue drops, you know, we want to be ready for that and not caught off guard. So we want to have a little money set aside to make sure we can handle anything that happens. It's outside of our control in the national government or in the broader world economy. That's sort of the biggest challenge. Catching up on our infrastructure is the second one. You know, for a very long time, we neglected the roads and bridges in South Carolina. That's going to be a focus this year. That's something we have money and we want to make sure no interstate bridge ends up having to be closed or weight restricted and interferes with the economy in South Carolina. We've got to look into those rural roads where the bridges have been neglected and have weight restrictions or have been closed because they're in such bad condition. We've got to pay attention to those parts of our infrastructure package that we have not addressed in the past.
Sure.
So I would expect to see a big push on infrastructure. And I think the House, anyway, is going to be focused a lot on people. You know, who's doing the services in South Carolina? How can we make sure we have good, responsible professionals in those roles that are serving the people of South Carolina well. And you have to pay people to do that. And we know that, and we're going to focus on getting our state workforce right. As we go, you know, there have been these really big announcements. In 2021, I think we had $6 billion worth of new investments, 18,000 jobs. We've surpassed that already in 2022, and it's going to be bigger by the end of the year, I've been told.
Wow.
And then they expect, based on interest in South Carolina, they expect to surpass 2022 and 2023 with investment in job growth. You know, we have 100,000 jobs more than we had before the pandemic. So
wow.
The pandemic, as disruptive as it was, there's 100,000 more people working today than there were right before the pandemic, which is exciting for South Carolina. It means we're doing something right. It means we are competitive in the market in terms of new jobs. And so we're going to focus on making sure South Carolina continues to be a leader in that area.
Sure. Sure. Yeah, we have truly been blessed, haven't we, that we've been able to sustain things and have a booming economy like we have during what is the worst season that we have seen in our lifetime. South Carolina stayed open, business. We kept doing business, and so that we've just been blessed with that. Again, on our guest line, Bruce Bannister, representative from Greenville, chairing the House Ways and Means Committee. One final question for you. This past session, Chairman Smith appointed an ad hoc committee of Ways and Means to consider a Senate bill which would have repealed Certificate of Need. That is an issue that is important to me personally. I had some issues, health issues last year, and really saw the need for more competition in health care. Do you see your committee being involved in that again, and do you see it getting to a vote in the full House this year?
So yes to both of those questions. I don't know where the speaker is going to send the bill. Some of the committees have been revamped, Judiciary, 3M, and he's looking at assigning these to the committees that have some expertise. I don't see how CON isn't a direct budgetary consideration. So yes, I think it would come to I think it would come to Ways and Means. And if it does, I believe we'll have a vote in the House on the CON bill. I think that's one of those top three issues that we've talked about in every leadership meeting I've been in.
Yeah.
Is how are we going to handle that? When are we going to take it up? And what do we believe we could pass, that the Senate could pass? And of course, they passed full repeal last year, so it's a blank slate. We can send them pretty much any bill and know that they've got the votes to pass it.
Sure, sure. Well, thank you for what you do, and again, congratulations. What an honor and accomplishment, and just a testament of your colleagues and their respect for what you do in the House of Representatives. You know, we talked earlier about Leader Davey Hyatt. He and I talked a few weeks ago, and we came up with this idea of having Majority Mondays, where we talk about issues that you guys are talking about. And Representative Hyatt is going to be joining me some on Mondays. Maybe you can join us for Majority Monday some when you have time and talk about what you guys are doing in Columbia.
I'd love to do it. That'd be great. That's a great idea. I'm sure your listeners would love to hear it, because those would be two of the people that are making those decisions.
Yep. Well, thank you for your time. Merry Christmas to you, and hope that we can talk again soon. Be safe.
Merry Christmas. Thank you. Appreciate the time to be on.
Sure thing. Representative Bruce Bannister, chairman of the very powerful House Ways and Means Committee.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.